You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I actually went a couple days ago and did it my dad move. You know, I bought fertilizer and stuff, but I got a different brand this year because I wanted like an eco-friendly, because I don't like putting all that chemicals and stuff down on the lawn because the kids are out there and the dogs are out there and blah, blah, blah. So I got it home, two giant bags, and I was reading it yesterday, and this stuff I purchased, it comes from wastewater treatment, essentially. It's kind of like leftover product from wastewater treatment. Okay. And way at the bottom in fine, fine print, it says, after you apply to the lawn and after it gets wet, be warned, your yard might smell like fecal, essentially.
Yeah.
So I might have the stinky yard on the block this year as well as the greenest. So there's this little tiny warning that I wish I'd saw before I purchased it, but I guess if I put it down and it gets wet, it might smell like a sewage treatment plant. So that'll
small
be fine.
Small price to pay for that.
We'll let it soak
you
in.
You can show off and outdo your neighbors,
in.
Right?
That's right. We'll just let it soak in. Let it go.
That's great.
What's going on?
You know,
in
speaking
world?
Of lawn and yards and things like that, and on our property, we've got all these trees surrounding us, and we've seen poison ivy around the house, you know, outside before. But apparently, it's like this is the spring that it is going crazy.
Uh-oh.
And Gretch posted something on her TikTok thing showing this poison ivy circling this tree going up. Mm. And, you know, we had these discussions about what to do to get rid of it. And when she put it on there and all these people are like, kill it, kill it, kill it. There was the one person who was like, well, actually, you know, all plant life is sacred and you need to, you know, treat poison ivy with respect. And it's like, are you planking me right now?
Right.
We're going to treat that, you know, with no, it's just no. I'm sorry. You're going to have to hate us, but we are going to do whatever we can to get rid of the poison ivy.
Yeah.
It has poison in its name.
Now, is that the thing that if you get it on you, you have to urinate on yourself?
No, that's a old wives'
tale. Or is that's jellyfish?
That's also a myth. That's actually the exact opposite thing you need
to
do.
Well, what can I rub on my body to get somebody to urinate on me?
if you want to just pee on yourself, go ahead. Some people are into
that. I swore it was a urination thing. All right.
Yeah, that happens to all be a myth.
Okay.
So. Anyway. I bought something over the weekend that you are not going to believe. I'd like to give you three guesses.
Gosh,
you've worked with me for years
know.
And years and years. What would I buy that would surprise you?
A lawnmower. Because you have so many.
That's a great guess.
A
guess
lawnmower.
Number one.
A gun and a dog. No, there's my three guesses.
I gotta say, all three of those would surprise you. They were great guesses.
Yep.
I bought a pair of jeans for $39.
I got chest pain now.
Here, look, I'm wearing.
What happened? Let me see. They look good. They look just like your $200 jeans.
No.
Yes, they do.
Don't talk crazy talk.
Are those Costco
even
pants?
Even Gretch, when I came downstairs, I had them on. She was like, oh, those aren't as good as your your Nordy jeans. But
where'd you get them?
The Gap.
Okay. Well, it's a little step down.
What are you talking about?
Well, it's a step down, but it's not like Costco jeans.
I'm not going
where
to Costco.
I get my jeans.
I want to try
I
them
like
on,
Costco
and I've never
jeans.
Seen like...
No, they let you just drop your pants right there in the aisle and try them on. They like that.
I went and they were normally priced something and they're on sale. I got them for $39.
Excellent.
And as I was leaving the store, I thought, Jeremy is going to pee himself for sure.
That's really good.
I tell him about this. Now, first of all, don't get excited because I still will be going back to Nordy's to get the
good
stuff.
Big jeans, big boy jeans.
But I needed something for just
so
knocking
funny.
Around when I'm running errands and
That's
things
so
like
funny.
That.
Those are $40 knocking around jeans.
My
still,
knocking around jeans.
$20. $20 more than what I would pay for jeans.
What do you pay for jeans?
About $20. $20. Give me a pair of Levi's. I'm on my way. Or the Costco pants. Costco gets in like some nice Calvin Klein jeans and stuff. And you can pick them up for like $8 and you get a couple gallons of milk with them.
Anyway, I just thought you would be excited.
I am so excited. No, I really am excited. It's just so weird to hear you say that, honestly.
But some of you are new to our show, and you're like, we don't know what the hell you're talking about. Jeremy gives me grief because I only buy my jeans from Nordstrom because
they're
they
really
have the best
fancy.
Jeans in
it's,
the world.
It's so
and I'll pay anywhere
excessive.
From $180 to $240 for a pair of jeans. Yep. However, in my defense, I'll also say price per wear, the PPW on
yeah,
those,
yeah,
goes way down because they're better quality, they last longer,
yeah,
and you get more wear out. I mean, I've got some of my Nordy jeans that I've had for, I don't know, 7-8 years at mm-hmm. least.
Yeah.
And they still look fine. So
yeah. You got the flared the leg at the bottom there. And
no. I will tell you that I did try a pair on, and just as I was putting them in, because they were in the stack of, I think, the straight leg jeans. And I was trying them on. I was like, my God, these are tight on my legs. And I looked at the somebody skinny. Had put a skinny jean thing.
Oh yeah, no.
in the stack.
That would have been even better if you bought skinny pants.
I will go on record as saying I will die before I ever buy a pair of skinny jeans.
That's not a good look on you, probably.
I will have been cremated before that ever happens.